This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I wish that I understood this matrix.
I messed that up.
Hi, everyone. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to try to just do this every day. I keep saying that. I'm like, I'm going to try to do this every day, and I don't fucking do it. But this time, baby, I am. What's been going on with me? A lot. And not that much at all. So I've been creating a lot of content, been going through some like partnership issues with one of my platforms, but I'm like, at this point, I really don't care. I mean, I'm always on the principal's office on some type of community violation, and it doesn't really matter. Because you know what? What matters to me is happiness. When I was younger, right, my mom would always drive over to my grandma's house. My mom would go to my grandma's, her mother's house, my grandma's house, like, every single day, like with no exception. It was always when I got out of school, my mom would be driving me over to my grandmother's house, and she would stay over there, sit around to my grandmother's house for hours on end, just sitting there talking, having a good time. And I would play with my aunt, who was my kind of around my age at the same time. And I remember before we would get to my grandmother's house, my mother would say to me, "Josh, you're so handsome. You're so beautiful. You're such an amazing child." She would affirm things in my mind. It was affirmations that she was putting in my mind. And I was always like, I know, I'm a model. I think I look back on that now and I'm like, chill out, Josh. Like, your mother was actually affirming you and telling you she loves you. And as I got older, I talked to my mom, like, sometimes multiple times out of the week, sometimes multiple times out of the day, out of the week, and I've kept a really close relationship. It wasn't until this pandemic where I kind of was looking back at my childhood at some unpleasant experiences and thought to myself, you know, those experiences were not necessarily right. I didn't like the way my mother handled certain experiences, and that to me got me bogged down. And I feel like when I reflect, especially back when I got into therapy during the pandemic and a lot of different things, I was playing victim a lot. To the point where I was like, this person did me wrong in this relationship, and this is why I have trauma for this, and this is the reason for this, and it's them, you. And I remember a long time ago, like a couple times in my life, people would be like, actually, Josh, you need to reflect about what you did in the situation. No, I didn't do anything in the situation. It's them. They're the fuck up. They're the bitch. It ain't me. It's them. I ain't do nothing wrong. now I reflect after leaving therapy, because I left therapy this year after doing it for like 2 or 3 years. I think it was like almost 3 years. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this. I think I've always kind of known who I was. Yes, I've made like mistakes like everybody fucking does. But I don't need this. Thank you for your time, therapy. Thank you for giving me the tools. But I'm a body conscious person. I exercise a lot. And anytime that I stopped exercising and stopped being about my body and really understanding what's really going on, that's when I got stressed out. That's when things started to go awry and I was in my head. And so I reflect back on my relationship with my mother in this conversation with you guys. And my mother was an amazing mother to me. My dad was an amazing father to me. And they did the best that they could with me, because I damn sure challenged them, and I challenged authority, and I challenged society, and I didn't understand a lot of things, and I made sure that it was known that I understood, did not understand those things. And I reflect back on that. And I want to thank my parents for always giving me grace, for always loving me, for always supporting me, especially this year. My parents, when I quit my job, helped me out so much with my rent and my bills and supported me on my journey and like check in on me a lot with my mind and how like it just keeps wandering and like having all these initial thoughts about everything. And I reflect on this year and I reflect on my previous experiences, and I just want to say to Joshua in the past to not be the victim. You know, like, this is your world, this is your reality. Yeah, there's haters in it because they don't underfucking stand you, but that's none of your fucking problem. Through your whole life, none of the things that are going on with you have been your issue. You know, you're who you are. You don't have to be forgiven because you're already forgiven. I forgive you. The person that's meant the most in your life, as I sit here, I forgive you. I love you, Joshua. Yes, this is a conversation I'm having with myself right now, because also I feel like we are all one, and like I'm connected to everyone that is listening. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But what I'm saying is, it's like, this is me just telling myself and telling all of you, you may be going through something hard right now. It may seem like there's no way out, or like you can't get to that next level or the ascension or the enlightenment. And I'm here to tell you, you are at the place that you need to be at this moment. I mean, there's nothing else after enlightenment, you know? So enjoy the journey. Like, so when you get to enlightenment, you're like, bitch, I did that, I did that, I did that, I did this, I did, ooh, I did that. So just enjoy it. Tap dance around everything, because it's leading you to the path that you need to be on. I will say, like, when I stopped doing a lot of the things that I was doing, like, and I still kind of think about sex. Not gonna lie. I still think about certain things. But when I stopped, like, just really living and grounding myself in my truth, it just became easier for me. When I just let go of the idea of, I gotta do it, and the gripping. I've been doing a lot of yoga, and I'm working on getting my splits, especially this year. I really want to get my splits. And one thing about getting that split is I want to get my cooter cat on the ground. But I can't be tense, because as soon as I tense up, my hips start to tense up and I can't go down further. It's the same with my hair. I want my hair to grow, so I have to be patient with my hair. It's a plant. I'm growing it. It's the same thing with my business. It's the same thing with Queen of the Ratchet. And it's the same thing I'm going to tell you guys. Nothing, this whole idea of overnight sensation is, it takes time. And though time is an illusion, it takes a mindset to be able to get up and do something but also to get up and do something that you enjoy without the expectation of reward. And I feel like for a really long time, I was living for the expectation of a reward. And that was disservicing myself and the people around me. So I say, you know, because this year's been a fucking, it's been growth. I just want to reflect and just congratulate myself. I know the year's not done. I'm moving into one of my busiest times of the year, which is Christmas. And I still need to do a couple of sketches for that. I love creating content. I love creating. I've always loved creating and performing and acting. And just, it makes me so happy to do this and be able to do it. And keep learning about the different things I can do in it. So I say that if you are not living your dreams, it's not always sunshine and lollipops to pursue something that you're passionate in. But don't worry, because the money will be there. Things just start to fall in line when you put your mind to it.
Oh, shananaboo, bye.